Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Back to Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, Austin Norman, Jay Foreman, Old School. We are back. We're going to jump all over the place and just update on sports news. Obviously, you and Strick talked about the Nebraska portal entries from the football team. Wasn't a big secret. I think that those two players hadn't been around for some time. So you wish them all the best. But Colorado has about 8 guys going into the portal. And this is going to be a constant. And the one that makes it the biggest headline is Kermani McClain. It posted on his Instagram story. You know, that's where you get all the news, on their Instagram story, that he's planning on going into the portal. Now, what makes him I guess so attractive to be, you know, be on the side there on ESPN is that he was a former number 14 recruit out of Florida, committed to Miami. I thought it'd be in a big get, you know, along with Travis Hunter. But the one thing about the portal, when you go in, it will not change who you are unless you change who you are. And we've talked about this with some basketball guys, and here's why it's a big deal. He was expected to play and start, essentially, you know, was a number 14 overall. You're supposed to be playing as a freshman, starting, can't miss prospect. They asked Deion about it one time, and he expected a lot out of his players, especially big-time players. His reply was why he hasn't been playing. And this is in September. He said this freshman needs to do more, right? He said he needs to study and prepare. Be on time for meetings. Actually show up to meetings. Understand the scheme. He says, I check film study time for each player so I can see who's preparing. So if I don't see that, you would be a fool to put somebody out there who's not prepared. So when you wonder why some guys work out, you always can't say, oh, well, Deion just running out guys and all that. You ran yourself out. You have a chance to play for an iconic figure in sports. Not Deion transcends
football. You know,
football. The Denver Nuggets went up there and met with him when they're in their training camp. The Denver Nuggets and other teams to ask him what it's like to be, you know, the greatest at something. You have a chance to play for a guy that essentially revolutionized the cornerback position.
Right. That's the part that I don't understand.
This is the position. So, and these are the things, like when I look about this, like when I see this, right? This is the bare minimum that he's asking you to do before he plays you. So what people don't understand is that, you know, I talk about this to parents and when they talk about their kid getting recruited, and you know, if I ask a question, I give them the answer. You can't get mad at the answer when you ask the question. Well, he's telling you essentially, if you just did the bare minimum, right? Essentially, I would say that makes your scholarship key card work, you would be playing. Now, he ended up seeing you know, action in 9 games, starting 4. You know, he had 13 tackles. Now he, you know, is somebody else? If Deion, if you can't, who else are you going to listen to?
Right, the lack of just big picture awareness of the situation.
Right.
Where are you going to go to learn more about playing cornerback than Colorado from Deion Sanders?
Yeah,
like, okay, I can get the, you know, he's not the first freshman to struggle with being on time or showing up to meetings. But dude, your coach is one of the greatest to ever do it. Like, how obtuse do you have to be?
Yeah.
How long is it going to take him to look back and say, holy cow, I messed up.
Yeah,
I didn't take near enough advantage of this situation. I was in the best spot for me under one of the best mentors I could possibly have at my position. And I just walked away because I didn't want to show up on time.
And you got a great situation. You're at Colorado. There's not a lot of depth there. It's not like you're at Alabama and you're playing behind my man Kool-Aid or Arnold or anything like that. Where, you know, like these dudes, I got to wait a couple years. They're NFL dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't handle Deion, you definitely can't handle a coach like Nick Saban. You're definitely not being able to go to, because as good as or as high as he's ranked, you're a dime a dozen at Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
What separates all those great guys at Ohio State, Michigan, Georgia, wherever you're at, is the guys that are willing to do not only the what I call the bare minimum, but then some, and then even more. And so, you know, it's just another, you know, example of, you know, why some guys make it. You know, one of the things that, you know, I when I'm on the, I call it the porcelain throne. For you people out there, you guys know, you should know what that is. In the porcelain throne, you can go on, you can sometimes, like on, I think on either Instagram or TikTok, it'll say, where are the top 10 recruits at said position? You know, how did their college career go? Or how did the top, all the first round picks I saw from, you know, 2016 or 17. And it'll give you like what, you know, their their height, they show the coming out of high school, where they went, and then give you like a little paragraph. It's always interesting to read that because it's the top 10 guys at their position. So those guys are coming into college with a different mindset than Jay Foreman came in with, right? These guys are really realistically are picking schools. They're choosing the schools. Whereas I think felt like Nebraska kind of chose me and I reciprocated. It was like, I'm here. I'm open for business. Where these guys are able to go and pick and choose because they're realistically coming out of high school probably have more realistic aspirations than somebody like myself, and that's fine. Whereas like you see, like, man, you have the world by the you know what, and just in a short time now you're in the vortex. Because here's what people don't understand. If you don't think these coaches...
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As much as people, like, you can think whatever you want about Deion. But when it comes to cornerback play, I guarantee you, if it's at whatever school and he has some sort of connection to Deion or some sort of connection to the University of Colorado or somebody knows on that, they're calling and asking.
Mm-hmm.
And so the coach is talking, and then, you know, and that's, and that doesn't mean, that's not a scare tactic, but these are the habits that you need to change.
Well, it's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to get recruited if your coach doesn't know who you are.
Yeah.
Right? So we can talk to you, but any good coach, any good recruiting coordinator, I mean, talk about doing the bare minimum. Maybe call their previous place.
Yeah.
And see what it is that went wrong. It's like a
reference job. You know, you put on your resume, that's your job references.
Right.
So that's, I mean, and, you know, coaches will tell you, like, I remember hearing this all the time in training camp. You know, your tape's your resume.
Mm.
You know, what you do, you know, how you act in the building and carry yourself, that's your resume. And that's, you know, and that's, it's the truth. And so I just thought that was, you know, obviously that'll, you know, everybody can say, you know, Deion came in and definitely ruffled some feathers saying, we're getting you guys all up out of here. And, you know, I think his two sons, is their spring over with? Because they're like, is the portal open today?
Yes, open for 2 weeks.
So that's what they're saying. They're like, the portal, let's get busy trying to go get guys. And so, you know, they're trying to have guys, you know, DM his one, Shador, and then other ones DM Shiloh on defense. They're all out there trying to, you know, get some players.
I saw something today. I think it was Max Olson, who writes for The Athletic, tweeted out that last year on day one of the portal opening, there were 90 players that entered. There were 90 players by 11 o'clock this morning with the portal opening.
Like we've said, and I think Nick Sainer has said it on Happy Hour. We've said it, you know, all our guys on here. A lot of times, everything could be great, and these are just the type of kids that are very impulsive and they're opportunists. You see it even now down in, like, you know, I'm coaching AAU basketball. You get kids that, you know, like, I would never think that, like, I'd need to coach a kid and he plays for free, like. I ain't getting paid. So why would I be paying you? You know what I mean? I don't think any of our kids are going to the NBA, but there's kids out here, really out here trying to play the game, and their parents are backing them up on it. And that's the most disappointing part. So it's only going to get even worse. Other news, we didn't even get to it, but a couple play-in games tonight. Lakers, Pelicans, Sacramento Kings, Warriors, great viewing, two great games, four teams I like to watch. I'm excited for that. Also, side note here, Blake Griffin from the L.A. Clippers. I want to ask you, Austin. He decided to hang him up. Sneaky good career. I want to ask you about his career. What's your view? You're okay with how – I mean, you're not the judge, but you're like, okay, respectable career, underachieve, or like the – you know, the other option, a little bit of both, but then it's just like the unknown based on the injuries.
Yeah. Blake Griffin had a good career.
Right.
Not a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Not even close in my estimation. Maybe not even Hall of knocking on the door. He was a good player.
Yeah.
I think a couple things would have helped. Obviously, the injury his rookie year or his first year didn't help anything, but he came back, played strong. All 82, won Rookie of the Year. I think if Lob City is able to get past the Warriors that first year in 2014 or even 2015 the next year,
right,
and they win a title, I think that goes a long way for Blake Griffin because he was at the peak of his powers there.
Yeah.
I think Blake Griffin needs to get his flowers for adding a jump shot, you know, 6-7 years into his career.
Yep.
He had that random all-NBA year in Detroit.
Yeah.
Right? He was too good to be a journeyman, but not good enough to be a star.
Right.
I feel like there's an alternate universe where Blake Griffin and Aaron Gordon switch careers.
Yeah.
You know, I think Blake Griffin could have played the Aaron Gordon role, you know, for the Nuggets potentially. Maybe not quite as good a defender, maybe a little more rounded offensively.
Yeah.
But he remade himself. I told Strick this. I was a Blake Griffin hater in college. I thought he was just a dunker, wasn't skilled enough, wasn't going to make it. But he was fun in Lob City.
Yeah.
He remade himself. So I'm a Blake Griffin respecter now.
Yeah, and also I think that when you even to go a step farther, late in his career, he was a late addition to the Nets when I think KG was a little KD, excuse me, a little banged up. And they really, I think Steve Nash was the coach.
Yeah.
I felt like they lost that series because they didn't play Blake Griffin. They played him in like, they didn't start playing him till like game four. By the time it's over.
Right,
you're down like 3-1, like, and he had a, and then they end up winning that game because when he played, right, and it was like, how is this guy able to play 36 minutes and he hadn't played like in like
at
2 months, right?
Yeah.
But and then they're like, well, why didn't he start earlier? Well, that was it. So I think you know, you got to give credit for somebody that continued to work on their game. I think the situation in Lob City helped start his career. Also, think guys around him didn't perform under pressure. Obviously, Chris Paul magically always hurt. Doc Rivers somehow losing, you know, to the Warriors.
DeAndre was one-dimensional.
Right, stymied his potential superstar potential to get into really, really knocking on the Hall of Fame door. Because if he got through, I'm even willing to say if he got through that series and got to a NBA Finals and lost, we're talking differently about him.
Sure.
But anyways, give him his props if you decide to retire. That's always a hard decision. Obviously, a lot of miles on a big body. I don't think people realize how big he was as far as physically. You know, a legit 6'9", you know, 245 pounds getting up like that. So give him his props. Happy retirement. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.